Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Donald Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel just wrapped up their first news conference together. They took questions from both American and German reporters. And it was German reporters who asked the president about unsubstantiated claims that he and his aides have made, specifically the one where the president has claimed that President Obama wiretapped him at Trump Tower. One German reporter also asked the president whether there were any tweets he regretted. Here's Trump's response.
Very seldom.
You would have, so you never would have very wished seldom. Not to have
probably wouldn't
something.
Be here right now, but so very seldom. We have a tremendous group of people that listen, and I can get around the media when the media doesn't tell the truth, so I like that. As far as wiretapping, I guess, by, you know, this past administration, at least we have something in common, perhaps.
Well, joining us now is Domenico Montanaro, NPR politics editor. And Domenico, of course, when he was saying at least we have something in common, he was referencing German Chancellor Merkel there. What exactly did the president mean?
Well, he meant wiretapping. He meant surveillance. He meant he's alluding apparently to the past Obama administration being exposed by Edward Snowden and those WikiLeaks pieces of information that came out saying that the United States had wiretapped Germany. Now, Angela Merkel kind of looked at Trump quizzically, didn't say anything, just let Trump talk and said, well, the president has his own philosophy. But Trump went on to talk about how he, you know, he doesn't disavow his tweets. He didn't take responsibility for any of his tweets, even if they were irresponsible and incorrect, and blamed it on a quote, talented lawyer on Fox News and said, go talk to Fox, basically, which is really a stunning thing. This is somebody who has all the access to all the information maybe in the world that he could possibly want. He's confirming that he's sitting at home in the White House live tweeting Fox News.
Exactly. So in addition, I mean, as you just pointed out, Domenico, we didn't hear the president walk back any of the unsubstantiated claims he'd made before. The British government, in terms of when Sean Spicer yesterday had said, quoting Fox News, that British intelligence agencies may have had something to do with it. Today, the British government says that they have received assurances from the White House that the White House won't repeat such claims. But we're hearing that from the British government. What have we been hearing from the White House in terms of have they promised publicly to not repeat such claims?
Well, they haven't come out and talked about it just yet. There have been reports that White House officials have apologized to British officials. But I wouldn't rule anything out as far as people trying to continue to use information like this within the White House and citing news reports to say, you know, you guys want to get all upset with us, but then look at this news report and this news report that sort of kind of make our point, but not exactly.
Mm. Now, the president also took a question again from a German reporter who asked why he's an isolationist. And the president seemed to take a little bit of umbrage at that. He said he's not an isolationist, that he believes in free trade, but fair trade. He's a fair trader, he said. Were there tensions there between what he said before and also in terms of what he said regarding the U.S. relationship with Germany?
Well, there were certainly tensions there between Trump and the German reporters. He didn't quite take a liking to their questions. He said one was such a friendly reporter because they'd asked a fairly tough question, which, you know, that's our job to do, to ask tough questions. And he didn't really want to take the bait. He didn't want to answer the question. So, you know, there are tensions between the United States and Germany when it comes to the U.S.'s role in helping with NATO, in maintaining a relationship that is a flat relationship, one, in other words, that's not America first, but the West together. And that's not something Trump has seemed interested in. He's wanted to talk much more about bilateral trade agreements rather than multilateral trade agreements. He's pushed Germany and other European nations to invest more in NATO, something, by the way, that the Obama administration believed that other countries should invest more in their defense, their defenses as part of NATO. So there are clearly underlying tensions. Angela Merkel got at the elephant in the room where she said she believes it's always better to talk to each other rather than about each other, which I guess today was a first start.
Well, Domenico Montanaro is NPR's politics editor, bringing us up to speed about the joint appearance between President Donald Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel today. Domenico, thanks so much.
Thank you.